Welcome to Let's Set Your Table, the food service and hospitality podcast that brings you the experts, trending news, and product reviews from across the industry. So grab a chair with your hosts and join us as we set your table.
In this episode, Jack Hody, Nick D, and John D discuss the benefits of using foil packaging for your carryout, to-go, and home meal replacement programs. Foil is a great option for food service operators and those who want to step up their packaging from foam into a viable option that won't break the bank and offers them an environmentally friendly green message option with its infinite recyclability.
Operators who go to foil to use as their number one, okay, they make a decision for their customers with the user experience that they're going to talk about with them is that they're probably going to need to replate it a little bit because it looks like a foil box. But the quality of the food is second to none when it comes in a foil container. Many times it doesn't need to be reheated, okay? But when reheating in a foil container in an oven, it is the most even heating. The foil gets heated first. It transfers the heat to the food from the outside in, where microwaves cook from the inside out.
Listen in as their conversation emphasizes the importance that using foil packaging simply maintains the integrity of the food prepared while carried by holding its temperature because of its insulative properties, and it provides an uncanny ability to evenly heat food that may need to be reheated in the oven. What a benefit. So if you think foil is not the right fit for your carryout program and can't increase reorders and revenue at your shop or property, then give this episode a listen, because it's all here and why today at the table. Well, welcome all, and welcome industry pros, owners, and operators. I'm John D, and with me today is Nick D. We're your hosts for yet another episode of Let's Set Your Table. Also joining us here at the table today is Jack Hody. Jack is a 44-year pro in our business, and man, he has seen a thing or two and done a thing or two in it. So Jack, so glad to have you with us again today. Hope all is well. What's happening, Jack?
Hey, happy to be here. I'm 44 years still learning and probably forgetting a lot more than I learned, but I still love it. So here we go.
Well, there you go, Jack. And that's our line. We're still learning. Okay, so before we go any further, let's make sure that we give credit for our sponsor.
This episode of Let's Set Your Table is brought to you by the Hody Group Chicago Showroom. The Hody Group offers professional broker services in the food service and hospitality industry with over 40 years experience. The Hody Group's product showroom boasts over 4,000 square feet of some of the best product lines in the industry. So if you're interested in scheduling a free in-person or virtual appointment with a product specialist, please visit HodyGroupShowroom.com. That's H-O-D-E GroupShowroom.com.
Jack, we wanted to discuss a well-known popular material that's usually found in kitchens and in operations, whether it's a restaurant property or hospitality. This material is commonly used as a sheet covering or a warming vessel, or used as for large format serving, catering containers. I think commonly it's very overlooked as a viable, cost-efficient option for takeout packaging. And what we're talking about, guys, is foil. So, Jack, when and where does foil packaging really fit in that takeout packaging program as an option, and why?
When does it fit? It always fits. It just doesn't always look like people expect a carryout package to look, because it's foil. Okay, it is the most friendly to the operator because it allows the food to retain its finest qualities, including heat retention, all the way home, better than anything else. Aluminum foil today is the absolute best conductor of even heat throughout the food heating process and the cooking process.
Nick, do you think, for the amount of times that we all three of us, call on operators, I always think this is just the perfect natural step up to foam packaging? And a lot of operators want to stay with foam. Are you finding that as well?
Yeah, I am. And covering the South and primarily working with a lot of customers in Florida, let's talk about foam. Foam is that's the easiest. It's been in the industry for so long. However, I have not been in this industry as long as the Hodies and the Jack Hodies of the world, but definitely learning everything or learning new things every day, especially even from you, John. It looks to me always to be the next step to make a suggestion to bring a customer aware of what's out there. And I typically try to walk them through substrates. A lot of them are not even aware of what's on the market if they are not doing any kind of research on rebundling their takeout packaging or putting together a new concept. So what I try to do is I make recommendations, and foil is that next step up where it tells a great story. There's the recyclability and the sustainability aspect. There is that food quality aspect that will have the person leaving the restaurant or wherever they're leaving from and getting home and reheating that. And we can talk about that in a little bit, hopefully. But I do find it a lot. And a lot of people just seem to kind of write it off because maybe it is a turnoff for the plating of their food or whatnot. But it is something that I throw out as a consideration because they are looking to upgrade.
The common objection that I get, and Jack, I'm sure you've heard of this, is, well, I don't want to look like Joe's Pizza Shop and the Italian takeout. And I think the underlying message there really is, I'm better than that. Yeah, but back to the operator. Yeah, okay. If you don't want to look like Joe's Pizza Shop, well, then let's upgrade your packaging and make your packaging look better because you're better than that.
If I may here, the people say, I don't want to look like Joe's Pizza Shop. They probably don't talk to Joe about his profitability. Okay.
Good. Bingo.
Because they would probably say, you know what? I want to be just like that guy. Okay. Because if anybody's got it figured out about how to make a buck or two, it's the pizza and Italian carryout people. Right.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Now, operators who go to foil, operators who go to foil to use as their number one. Okay. They make a decision for their customers, with the user experience that they're going to talk about with them, is that they're probably going to need to replate it a little bit because it looks like a foil box. Okay. It looks like you're getting a radio sometimes. Okay. In the mail. All right. Or something like that. But the quality of the food is second to none when it comes in a foil container. Many times doesn't need to be reheated. Okay. But when reheating in a foil container in an oven, it is the most even heating. The foil gets heated first. It transfers the heat to the food from the outside in, where microwaves cook from the inside out. But you can still handle, in a microwave, you can still handle a polypropylene container if it's got edges. Did you ever put just a empty foil container in a 400-degree oven for 1 minute and then try and grab it out without an oven mitt?
No, without what's that?
Don't what's do that it. Like? You need an oven mitt because it's hot the way food is supposed to be served, okay? We're talking about hot foods, of course, okay? For the small upcharge the operator is going to pay, he's going to really offer a improved customer experience when it comes to the quality of the food they're getting from him. Back to Joe's Pizza, Joe's Lasagna, Joe's Spaghetti and Meatballs. Foil helps you get there.
That's right.
I have a question for you both. I have had a client that started out on a compostability packaging line. And when they first launched their first concept, and it's a multi-unit, so there's multiple restaurants, and they started out that way. However, can we speak a little bit about what you've seen with suggesting to a customer if they come to you and say, you know, I love where you started me out at. However, profitability is down. Our sales are not where we wanted them to be. We're looking for ways to cut costs in certain areas, but still deliver a good product. In this situation, he did go from a compostable packaging solution like a molded fiber, and he went back to foil as their primary takeout.
Smart man.
That and so I wanted to talk to you both about that in terms of good, bad, indifferent. You know, what's your opinion on that when you're meeting with a customer?
Well, my opinion, first of all, I shouldn't have said smart man. I should have said smart person. When you go from a eco-friendly container, molded fiber, what have you, palm leaf, whatever it is, there's a significant cost to doing that, okay? Joining the club, so to speak. When you move to a aluminum foil container, that cost is minimal. minimal over when you compare it to the evil foam. And every community has got an aluminum recycling facility, or they know where it goes, and they have a separation facility, and aluminum is the easiest thing to pick out in a separation line of that manner, where you're separating things that can be recycled, okay? Easy to recycle, known to be recyclable, and is recyclable, and it's the easiest way to join the club, is how I put it.
And I think my two cents on top of what Jack just said, because he hit all those points, I always like to stress, especially when somebody wants to switch out of molded fiber, sugarcane, PLA, compostable, you know, BPI certified compostable, it's foil's a natural because it has such recyclability value to it. Like Jack said, it gets sorted at the municipal recycling facilities, and it's important. So, but even more so, it also has that food integrity quality of it that you're not going to find with a lot of other packaging because of the temperature. And Nick, I want to take us back to several years ago when I worked with operators. And Jack, I don't know if you've ever heard this story. We went out and worked with one of our distributors out in California, and Nick came out with me, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and I did some, some training out there. Well, when we first got in, it was a long flight from the East Coast to the West Coast. We were hungry. We wanted to eat. So I said, let's put an order in. So we put an order in before we were going to get on with our afternoon. I said, we got to have some lunch. You know, in California, very green, very, it's the mecca for, the green message.
Right.
So we didn't know what was coming. We ordered what we wanted to eat. We were hungry. So here comes the bag of food. We get it delivered. Comes in a beautiful craft looking bag. Everything's got a label on it. Looks great. We open the bag up and we pull out, and it was salads and a shrimp salad. And I can't remember what else, chicken, maybe a chicken salad. And what was it in, Jack? It was in, Nick, you remember this.
Right.
It was in a 9-inch and 7-inch round aluminum container with a dome lid. And let me tell you what, that food looked sexy, didn't it, Nick?
It did. And I think a lot of people forget that you can add a different top. It's not like traditionally years and years ago where the foil paperboard or the, on the flip side, the actual paperboard topper that folds over on the rounds and the edges, you can actually put a clear dome lid.
That's right.
That 9-inch round. And when you're talking about presentation, when it leaves the restaurant and somebody opens up their bag at home, it is a nice kind of welcoming feeling knowing, oh, it's kind of like a polypro packaging or plastic or something like that, but it's not a clamshell. And I can still see the quality of when it was delivered versus it getting rolled around in a clamshell and leaking or anything like that. And there's that sealability with the edges, I feel like, too, where when you can roll the edges on the dome lid or the paperboard, that really, that integrity of the food getting home, it's
you
very
guys,
secure.
You guys are young pups in this, I guess.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, sure.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Do you guys remember, have you guys ever sold what they call crimpers? C-R-I-M-P-E-R-S? Crimpers?
Is that different from the crimp edges from like the steam pans? Are you talking about something different?
Yes,
crimp technology?
It's a crimper. It's a little tool you put in your hand and it slides around the end, and you just press the tool and it correctly seals the foil of the container to the lid that you're trying to crimp shut.
Yeah. Didn't even know that was the thing.
Yeah. And I know. Well, you know what? And it might not be anymore, but I'm telling you what, it worked. And bakeries were big with it. Okay. Before they had the butt release thing on a lot of the polypropylene packaging, when they used for like loaf pans and that kind of stuff for, bread and that kind of thing. If you wanted it sealed, you'd use a crimper all the way around the top, and the bread came fresh. If it's banana bread or if what have you, if it's a meatloaf, a cooked meatloaf, it was really fresh and it kept it. But now they've improved the crimp ability to do it by hand. So when you're using foil, there's no reason to expect something that's not going to be fresh when you get it, or when you want to just have half of the meal and put it back in the container, or if you're eating out of the container, Okay. Just put it away and seal it up mm-hmm. with the same stuff that it came with the same lid. It's going to be good.
So I'm going to, for our listening audience, before we jump into our next thought here, we're going to take that picture, a couple pictures, Nick. We're going to put them up in our show notes because I've used that picture a lot of times. And let me tell you that we referred to when we got that takeout delivered, it really helps the operator look at that packaging in a different way. So great pop to that. Jack, thanks for that insight on crimping. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, guys, I get so angry, you know, because we're biased. We're in the business every day. We're trying to work with operators. Hey, let me help you sell more food, make more money. So when I get my takeout today, I don't know about you guys, but I get really frustrated when I get food in a packaged in foam. It's just, I have to put a raincoat on before I open it because I'm going to get a bath of just all the moisture.
Yeah.
And you know, let's be honest, cancer is a big deal today. It still is. Okay. And you know what? And foam is a carcinogen. It blows my mind. And I used to do this. I did it way before I was in this industry. I would reheat something. I'd throw it in the microwave, not even thinking.
Yeah.
In foam packaging. And I was like, whoa, hey, it melted. Why did that happen? Holy cow. You don't want to do that now.
Yeah.
You should have never have done it.
Yeah.
So, you know, just making a couple points. The other thing is what I love about it, guys, we always talk about grease barriers, right? Always mm-hmm. want to have a grease barrier with NFA now, non-polyfluoride additives
right.
in some of our compostable packaging.
Correct.
Well, you've got a natural grease barrier with foil. Can't get better a better grease barrier with it.
Well, what you're doing is when you remember, when you want to talk about grease barriers, still just, you know, break it down to its most common denominator. You're serving food in steel.
Think about that.
Okay. What's going to go through it?
What's going to penetrate it? Right.
Okay. And the manufacturer and what's being sent determines the gauge of the steel. And they found a way over the years to lessen the gauge of the steel, of the aluminum, to control cost by keeping the strength of the container by crimping and putting strength lines in the container itself. Okay. Mm-hmm. Especially in half and full size steam tables. Okay. So, all right.
We started hitting on barriers and heat and whatnot. You know, people, I think, sometimes they need, and this is where we strive to be educational when we're talking to a customer.
Always.
Is educating them on the different substrates. And, you know, in my house, my wife, you know, I grew up dad, you know, mom and you guys cooking for us. Tupperware, you know, my mother-in-law still uses leftover cottage cheese containers to send food home. We kind of became a little bit more conscious on putting stuff in glassware to put it away and things like that. When you talk about the substrate and when you're heating things and that what you were saying about the carcinogens with foam, there is a consciousness out there. And I believe people want to be more educated on when you're taking it home and after they're putting it in their mouth, they understand that when it was cooked in and plated on, they could see that and everything. But that packaging and that single use disposable when they go home, most of the time, I don't think they understand quite the differences between something being food being exposed and touching a foam container, touching aluminum foil, touching a plastic, touching a molded fiber. And I think sometimes that's where we need to step in. And obviously for our listening audience out there, if you have those questions and you're interested in learning more about this, we can certainly go deeper and give us a call.
Absolutely.
And reach out to us. But I wanted to see, you know, Jack, you know, jump in. Tell me a little bit about, you know, where, you know, if those conversations come up and things like that.
Okay, well, the things that affect food the most and can cause food to spoil and then cause, you know, after the food spoils and you still eat it, can cause, you know, poisoning of the human body, all kind of things. Three things, or actually four things that break down food. Water, oxygen, light, okay? And microorganisms. Now, microorganisms happen because of leaching of material from like a foam container into the food. Okay. Leaching of a smell of some kind of a substrate chemical. When you use foil, okay, it is the best container of all the containers out, all of them, from water, oxygen, light, or microorganisms occurring, and from them being all active food deterrents. Very important. All right. It's a safe material. Besides being a great heating, even heating material, it's just not. I was surprised to hear John's reaction when you guys were in California about how it looked, you know, about the salads you had. All right, 95% of the time, the people who get that meal home, the first thing they're not going to say when they pull the foil container out of the bag is, whoa, let's eat. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're going to certainly
tell them an industry guy, right?
Right, yeah. Right. But they're going to certainly say that after they reheat the food in the oven for 2 or 3 minutes into a preheated oven and bring it back up to temp versus microwaving the food, it's going to be a different meal. It's going to be as the operator expected. Okay. I would always suggest if you have the option between, if you have a choice between reheating in a microwave and you have to, you know, go through the list that Nick spoke of earlier, or just popping it in an oven, in a 400 degree oven, 350 oven for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, you'd be shocked at how long it does not take to bring that food up to restaurant quality.
I agree. So Jack, one of the things that the Hody boys are known for, Jack and Rich Hody, Rich and Jack Hody, Rich Hody developed this concept called home meal replacement. We know that today restaurant operators should be looking at how they can make more money selling more food. So can you talk a little bit maybe on how that operator should think when it comes to a home meal replacement type of concept?
Well, now you're into feeding families. Okay, home meal replacement. You know, there was carry out and there was home meal replacement. Right? Carry out is a meal. Guy lives by himself, you know, or a lady lives by herself. There's two people and they each carry a different meal. But when you have a family meal, okay, now you need to be able to serve a lot of food to 4 or 5 or 6 people at a table. And how do you do that in the least amount of containers possible? Okay, well, you do that by ordering food in a full-size steam and a half-size steam, which is good for salads, okay, or 2 half-size or 3 half-size steams. All right. It's about selling more food and not challenging the quality of the food because you're ordering more of it. I think one of the most successful restaurant chains to do this first in the days of my brother was Maggiano's. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did a wonderful job in home meal replacement. When you had a Maggiano's order come home and you plated it and had it in the middle of your table and you plated it, It tasted like you were at the restaurant. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is about selling more food, but you know, back to the customer experience, you're not going to sell more food if the food doesn't taste like you're sitting in the restaurant in your own home. Foil really helps you do that. Okay. It's a game changer when it comes to the quality of the food. Okay. The home meal replacement, that's serving more people than just one meal. It's serving a family of people. It's serving a group of people. Okay. It's one pan for appetizers, one pan for entree, one pan for sauce, one pan for, okay. And it has to all blend together to make a great home meal. Foil containers are excellent for home meal replacement.
So, and to that point, when operators think about selling a lot of food for catering programs and to sell more food on a home meal replacement basis, again, I just think it's a natural fit that they should look at their carryout as well to just the smaller, you know, the smaller format to use foil. And I just think it's always, it has its purpose.
You know, there are so many Meals on Wheels government programs for the elderly. What do they use? They use foil. Why? Number one, mm-hmm. Meal shows up hot. The elderly people don't have to even reheat it if they don't want. Usually it gets there in time and it's, you know, and they're in insulated hot boxes in the vehicles as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Shows up hot. It can be eaten right out of the container because they're crimped properly and they got a lot of, mm-hmm. You know, there's the old 3-compartment container. All right. It offers portion control. All right. And it's inexpensive for the operator. Okay. If home meal replacement containers, in foil, or 40 cents a container, they wouldn't be foil containers. It checks all the boxes, okay? It's very affordable, great quality. Food shows up as expected. And for the elderly, no work at all. Open it up, let's eat.
So let me ask you this. In your opinion,
me?
You know, Jack, I'll ask you in your opinion. We get this debate all the time. Given inflationary costs today with food costs, and we can wrap on this unless you guys want to bring something else up. I just think my opinion is I think the operator should pass this increase of any of their packaging because it's more important for me to get my food right than it is for me to be given cheap packaging. My opinion is, shouldn't they pass this increase on to the consumer?
If not totally, pour a part of it, okay? I think at the bottom of every carryout menu or on every check our carryout website, okay, there should be an asterisk, and not always put at the bottom. You know, there is a 5% upcharge, okay, for carryout food, okay? Usually 5% is going to cover 60 to 70% of your cost of the packaging materials. Okay. Yeah, I think it should. But you have the operators who think, wait a minute, that might be viewed as me getting a little bit greedy. And do I really want carry out if I want you to pay for it? Okay. Well, if you want good carry out, yes, with asking your customer to help pay for the process that makes their food better.
And when they leave, getting the same deliverable and quality food, follow them out the door and open it when they get home, like they're dining at the restaurant. And that,
right, now,
that does come with a price though, right? It comes with saying that 5% upcharge is us investing in a quality packaging that will follow you.
Well, you hope home, so. You hope
that
so.
We go home with you, so to speak. And it feels like we just prepared the meal for you.
Right. I agree with that. You just need to be careful that it's for full, fresh meals that are ordered to go, not for leftovers.
Correct.
Put it in a box. Usually they ask you, can I have a box for this? Okay, fine. Here's your, you know, and even then you can do it nice, but you don't charge for that because that's already in the cost of the meal. Okay. Hey, have we talked about colors being available in the foil carryout?
Go ahead, Jack. Right before we wrap this segment up, go ahead.
Right,
let's bring it up.
Be silver. You know, it doesn't have to look like you're going through a steel factory. Okay. Foil manufacturers have found a way to really make the food pop in their containers. Okay. The black on the outside, gold on the inside container, pans mostly are really, really popular, and they dress up a table. People are not afraid to serve
absolutely
in those products. But holiday time, you want to, or St. Valentine's Day, you want a heart-shaped pizza, it can be in a red foil container. They got red, they got gold, they got black, and they got blue. Bakeries use blue. They have constellation designs, okay? And we haven't talked about if you use a plastic lid, either styrene or propylene or PET, it's embossable, okay? So you don't have to even give up that if you don't want to. If you got your name on the bag and you got your name on the napkins, maybe you don't need your name on the foil lid or on the embossed plastic lid on a container. But it's easily done, and I know people, some of my competitors, who are in business just to do that, and they do very well.
That's right. And I think we also should mention that there are a little bit more higher quality, more stable, we call them smooth wall foil containers. They're offered in silver. They call them the Silver Series, and then the Black Diamond for the manufacturer that we represent. And I'll tell you, those lids and the lid fit on those, they come from very like minis all the way up to the baked lasagna pan.
Do a nice job,
I call. And they are, yes, they're more expensive, but boy, you want to talk about packaging food for home meal replacement. You commonly find these in places like Sam's or Costco, Publix, or what's the big one still in Chicago, Jewel, for packaging foods. And it's great because you can just take, these are frozen usually, or in the cold reefers, you bring them home and you put them in the oven, pop the lid off, put them in the oven and rewarm it. So
yeah, those
again, they're awesome. And you'll see a lot of country clubs use those too, or high-end steakhouses and the high-end fine dining.
Yeah.
So,
and I see those a lot too. And I actually kind of a couple closing remarks I was going to just mention to either the person that is consuming, you know, this foil and eating out of it at home, or an operator that might be looking to look at a different line of packaging. The grocery store application and the, covering, as Jack said, with the styrene, it does show really well and it presents really well, whether it's that filleted chicken breast with the seasoning all over it, ready to go home, or a cut piece of cut salmon. It's prepared and ready for you to take home and put in your conventional oven. And that's where that has solved the problem of where you don't need to worry about defrosting. It's ready to take it home, put a meal together for your family, and put those in the oven, and it's going to come out tasting amazing. And the last comment I wanted to share was that if any of you are out there that are looking to talk about the bundling, as we said, we didn't go too deep on a packaging bundle, which we strive and we excel at Hody Group, to tell you about how to properly put together family entrees and a takeout bundle for your concept, and using things such as Jack had mentioned earlier, half pans, smaller oblongs, and maybe some of those smaller rounds. You can take your conventional string bag, your paper bag with your string handle and rope handle, and fill that in a way that is securely ready to go out the door for that DoorDasher, that Uber Eats person. And then, of course, you know, dress it up even more. You put a tamper seal label on it, and we can help you with those types of things. So I just wanted to throw that out there that we can't, you know, selling the packaging is one thing and telling you how to afford it is one thing, but then how to really maximize that customer experience once it leaves your door and goes out to the carrier or the customer, we can help you with that too.
That's right.
Yeah, nice. Nice job, Nick. You know, at the end of the day, people, it's all about the customer experience. When you talk to an operator anymore, you want to talk about how happy are your customers. You know, the old, again, I know I've said it before in this format, the old country song, when the phone's not ringing, it's me.
Okay. That's right. You know? And I think to our conversation today, what's nice about whether you move away from the board lid using these rounds and these oblongs and all the sizes that we've got. Remember, people eat with their eyes, man.
Yeah.
They eat with their eyes.
They do.
And you work very hard as operators to make sure that you plate and make your food look great. So, well, gentlemen, this was a great, great conversation. Hopefully we got some more people understanding a little bit more about foil and foil packaging, but we're going to have to leave it right here today. If you'd like to reach any of us here at the Hody Group, please check out our show notes for our contact information attached to this podcast. We encourage you to send us your feedback, questions, or topics that you have an interest in that you would like us to discuss in future episodes. Also, please like, follow, and share the Let's Set Your Table podcast. And if you're so moved, we'd be grateful that you'd leave us a positive review on Google, Spotify, or Apple. So we'll see you next time right here at the table.
Please join us again for another episode of Let's Set Your Table. If you would like more information, samples, or would like to consult with the Hody Group, visit thehodygroup.com. That's HODE group.com.